This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Saints training camp underway. We heard from Dennis Allen, Mickey Loomis. Now we're going to hear from the voice of the Saints. Mike Haas joins us here on WWL. Mike, how was your trip out west? I know our Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, had a bit of a tough go the other day.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I told him, I texted him yesterday, that once you get on that train, it's hard to get off, right? When you're kind of start one flight, turns into three. So we had, not those issues for us. And so got in, got settled, and it's just about getting ready, right? So kind of learning your way around. We don't often say at home, like, how do we get to practice again? So, and we've been to practice once, and I've already been three different directions. So it's not, you can go many, many different routes. But looking forward to it. Today was just kind of the teaser for what tomorrow will be. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock here, 11 o'clock your time. So, man, just looking forward to it.
Yeah, and getting acclimated, obviously, to the new surroundings. How far would you say you are the hotel to get to the practice field? Is it a long trek for you guys or nah?
No, it's pretty easy. It's just like there's 15 different ways you can go. We are an hour, basically, 50 miles outside of downtown L.A., south and east of L.A. And so we're kind of, you know, there's no traffic concerns. It's only about 3.5-4 miles, if that, between our hotel and practice facility at UCI Irvine. So it's about 10-15 minutes. And again, we're not on an interstate system, so we're not battling traffic. So it'll be easy for the Saints. They're about a similar distance, and they're buses with police escort, so that will not be a problem.
Looking at some of the things that Dennis Allen, Mickey Loomis got to talk about in their introductory press conference, obviously a big standout. Alvin Kamara has reported for training camp. I guess we'll have to wait and see till tomorrow how much he actually does, but definitely a good sign having AK in the house. Now hopefully they can get a new deal done, make everybody happy, and he has a fantastic year in Clint Kubiak's offense.
Yeah, I agree. And so, yeah, he took part in conditioning drills today. That was the only kind of football-ish aspect of today. And they do expect him to be there tomorrow and practice. We'll have to wait and see, of course. But he did take part. And that's the one thing that Dennis did talk about. You know, he took part in a couple of days of the mini camp, and Dennis had seen kind of flashes, if you will, of kind of what might be, what could be with Alvin in this new Kubiak scheme, right? I mean, and that's a change of this offense, the change of, you know, just kind of doing something different will probably, and he hopes, benefit Alvin. He's had, you know, and unfortunately, you compare Alvin to Alvin in his, you know, since 2017, and the last 2 years weren't the numbers that he had posted before. So I do hope that he is there and he gets back to being. I would like to have Alvin not be so much of a percentage of the offense running and throwing, but make them more potentially dangerous. Make him, you know, I don't need him having 13 receptions, right? That to me is not the plan, but have him five, but you know, they're 20 plus, they're explosives. I'd like to have more quality explosive plays out of Alvin than just quantity.
Yeah, and offensive line play is obviously going to help out the rushing attack that we've been talking about for quite some time, and it's still the biggest question mark. And, I mean, listening to the presser, it was kind of interesting. We talked with John Stinchcomb earlier as well, Mike, about, you know, offensive line and how the left guard spot seems like the one that's clearly the most up for grabs. But it really is, like, a bunch of competition for the left tackle, right tackle, left guard. Like, it's basically the two spots that are solidified, obviously, with Ruiz and McCoy. And everything else is kind of up for grabs. And so I think that adds to a lot of competition for training camp. It should be a lot of fun to keep up with.
Exactly. And so that's the question, right? It's and you can look at it. Is the glass half full, half empty? You got three spots that are somewhat tenuous. And both Mickey and Dennis talked about that. Is this the most comfortable they've felt about their offensive line? No, of course not. Because you've got guys changing positions, but they're it is what it is. And, you know, they have known about the Ryan Ramczyk situation, really, Dennis said, since the middle of the offseason when they kind of, after the surgery, he didn't kind of bounce back. So they've been planning all this season, I believe, without Ramczyk for some time. So the question is, what happens with this transition, right? If you're going to have a new offensive scheme in my world, this is the time to have it, to be a little unsettled, because everybody is somewhat unsettled. And you're right. You know, if Taliese ends up being your left tackle, that's a change in position. Is it going to be Salivary at left guard? Who's your right tackle? It's good. It's good competition, but does that mean it's going to be a good offensive line? And I think just the unsettledness of that situation is the question mark. You can't run the ball unless that offensive line can do some damage, and they're going to have to this year. You can't put that kind of pressure on the passing game, because that's where this offensive line struggled the most, was pass protection.
Another name, Dennis Allen mentioning, expecting to be out there for practice, wide receiver Chris Olave. Wasn't the shoulder injury that he suffered in the weight room during the offseason workouts, Dennis just saying that it was a back issue, I guess he suffered after minicamp, but didn't quite catch, and not sure if there was an update on tight end Juwan Johnson. Have you heard anything about if he's anywhere closer to getting back on the field?
No, he was one of the three players that won't take part in practice tomorrow. He's on the pop, the physically unable to perform. He and right. Passanio, Nephi Sewell, and Johnson won't practice tomorrow. All others, according to Dennis, including Chase Young, right, will participate in practice in some form or fashion. But no, there was no specific update on Juwan Johnson. But, you know, Mickey was asked about the tight end room. And, you know, with Juwan healthy, the tight end room is pretty good, right? Without it, it becomes, you know, just like we said with the offensive line, about competition. How that competition makes you better, we'll know in some time. But, yeah, there's no specific update, but that's another position that, you know, there are key battles that we'll be watching: O-line, safety, tight end, and to me, wide receiver, and that's a good situation, but just because of the number of people, linebacker, that you're kind of looking at, okay, well, is this a good situation to have competition, or is it somewhat tenuous? We'll find out.
Yeah, then circling back around to what you had mentioned with Chase Young, Mike, I think we talked to you about him, but just like emphasizing how important it is for the team not just to turn around their rushing attack, but also improve those sack numbers from last year that were just so dismal, and get pressure on the quarterback. And obviously bringing in Chase Young is a huge kind of swing to try and get that fixed. But with Chase Young coming into this year on a one-year contract, he's still young, 25 years old. And I think like this is the prove-it year for him, where if he has that huge season, he can kind of parlay it into a long-term deal. It may not even be in New Orleans, it may be with some other team, but he has all the motivation in the world to have a huge year with the Saints. And obviously that's why the Saints went and scooped him up. And if he can really turn it around this year and have kind of the season that he's capable of, a former number two overall pick, that's shown flashes throughout his career. Obviously, injuries have kind of hampered him at times. I think that you could be looking at a huge year for a very motivated Chase Young.
Yeah, I think right there at the end, a very motivated, very hungry. But how many times do we see it? Is that coincidence that guys are in that one-year deal or in that final year of their rookie deal, or, you know, ready to, you know, possibly move on? They don't get the extension, but then they have that just, you know, blowout year. And I think the other thing you mentioned here, that he is young. That is, you know, just 25 to be coming back from this type of injury. And it'll be gradual. He'll take part in practice. You know, this is the first, tomorrow morning will be the first of 18 practices and two road preseason games here that we'll have on the road. But they will not put on the pads until Monday, July 29th. So it's helmets, helmets, shells, shells off, and then pads. So I think it's a perfect situation for Chase Young. And you're right. That defensive line has to be able to stop the run, especially early on in games when they kind of got things out of control and end up playing from behind, and be able to put pressure without having to blitz. Right? How many times do we say it? Put pressure with your front four. Don't have to send people. And so he's a big part of that, man. A motivated, hungry Chase Young and healthy. I think we'll find out as time moves on. You know, probably we'll know a lot about where Chase Young is for this football season with the Niners practices. What, you know, how much does he take part in that? But he's like you say, he's a big part of that D-line group that has to be better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mike, we talked a little bit about the Saints wide receiver group, and obviously Chris Olave, your number one. You got Rashid Shaheed, your number two guy. After that, the third spot is a question mark. You have a lot of names in there vying for that spot, obviously. And what's interesting to me, obviously, Olave and Shaheed are going to get a lot of attention. So this third wide receiver should see a lot of decent open looks. And I'm curious, you know, a Cedric Wilson Jr., an A.T. Perry, will someone else like a Bub Means or another vet and like a Equanimeous St. Brown rise up to the occasion? Just wondering, like, from the early goings, even at minicamp, was there any particular wide receivers that you saw that sparked your interest?
I don't know. Well, I think it probably would have been. I think there's two things that when I would look at that group, and I think it was Equanimeous St. Brown, and that's his size. He is just, he's a big cat. He's kind of like Perry. You know, they're just big Marcus Colston ish type body frames, and he catches your eye. And I think can, you know, impact full receiver like an A.T. Perry and is with a little bit of confidence. And so that's, I'm looking at those kind of guys, and I've been listening to all of the games from last year, and there were so many opportunities, and I hear Deuce talk about this all the time, for Saints receivers to go up, high point the football, catch the ball, don't wait for it to come into your bucket, but catch the football. And I felt like A.T. Perry showed some of that at the end of last year, and will Equanimeous St. Brown be similar to that? Because I think that's what they're going to need. I'm not worried about one and two. I think you agree. Who's 3, 4, 5? Because 3, 4, 5 can, if you did it from skill set and body type, can be across the board with the number of guys on this team. But you can, Olave is so much better when there's a threat and the stability and some type of capability of 2 and 3 on the other side, right? And so that's so key to me, to have Olave have wide receiver 2 and 3 be, you know, impactful and have a, you know, decent numbers and take some pressure off of him. If all we have a guard is Chris Olave, we can handle that.
Yeah, I think Shaheed, you know, that extension that the Saints gave him, that $5.2 million extension for 2025, so he's here for the next 2 years. Dettillier and I talked about this a lot, Mike, and just the kind of impact that he can have in year 3. I think we're not just projecting that big jump from Olave, in year three, but we're also projecting the big jump from Shahid. I think wide receiver one and two are so solidified, and I think we're expecting huge years from both guys. A.T. Perry's kind of that question mark. I know you alluded to it a little bit, because from what we've heard from Dennis Allen talking about, you know, A.T. Perry needs to be more consistent at practice, and he just needs to show that, but that's not necessarily uncommon for, like, these young, talented players. I'm sure that you'll need to see it, obviously, from someone like Kendra Miller, too. But for A.T. Perry, I think the team wants him to be kind of that rise up to that wide receiver three role, but it might just take some time. I'm not exactly sure. He's going to be one of those players we got to keep an eye on at training camp.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's, you know, I think that kind of, I hate to put words in Dennis's and Mickey's mouth, but, you know, obviously they brought in a lot of wide receivers. So I think you're right. One and two, done. What's three, four, five look like? It's like that, the biggest battle. And certainly A.T. Perry is going to be on this team and given every opportunity to be that person. Equanimeous St. Brown is a similar body type. Stanley Morgan, Wilson, very different, you know, but they're similar in their skill sets. And you started talking about Shahid, and he's another one that I think I'm curious where is he in the Clint Kubiak mindset in this offense? Kubiak comes in and he doesn't have, hey, you got, here's your wide receivers, here's your running backs, here's your tight ends, there's your offense. He's got Taysom Hill, right? No, nobody else has a Taysom Hill. He's got Rashid Shahid, and few teams have that type of speed, that type of explosive. So he's got two or three players that most teams don't have. How does he use them? We've seen how they have been used in the past couple of years, but this is, forget all that. Throw it out the window. It means nothing with this new offense in Kubiak. So I'm so kind of keyed in to just watching to see who's going to be used where, right? And so that's the kind of the neat part about this change. You know, 17 years was very, you know, Dennis talked about it today. It's a long time to kind of be in the same type of wheelhouse. Now, it was a very popular and successful wheelhouse, that Saints offense, but, you know, the timing seemed right to make some changes.
You mentioned in change there, Mike, and I'm curious, what are your thoughts on this new kickoff rule? You're about to see a whole lot more of come training camp. We got a little taste of it during the offseason, OTAs and minicamp, but now, man, full throttle, and obviously when those joint practices come against the San Francisco 49ers, I'm just so anxious to see how things go with the new kickoff rules, especially, I guess, when the preseason game rolls around, when you really get to see it.
Yeah, I think that's when we're going to find out, like, because I'm like you. I am blown away, intrigued with what it's going to be. Now, if they just go back there and say, the heck with it, I'm just going to boot it out of the end zone and take it to the 30, I would be so disappointed. Because I am like, it's so, you know, off the wall different. So Coach Rizzi was a big part of this, was from the NFL. So I had talked to him a little bit about it, like, how do you practice it? What do you do, right? And then when I saw in minicamp, they did some. I talked to them coming off the field, and I was like, dude, game changer. This rule is a game changer. But I don't know. It's hard to practice. I think we won't know, maybe San Francisco some, but probably not until we see it. Until we see it in preseason and maybe even regular season. What are they going to do? Because you're going to put two guys back there. You know, training in minicamp, it was kind of like just teaching the two guys that were deep who's going to run the football. Who's calling? They're like shortstops and third base and left fielders and center fielders calling off the other guy. So there's such intrigue to it, because you can put on the – if you're kicking off, forget the receiving team. You're the kickoff team now. They would put seven guys out there, and then the next line would be completely different. I mean, different, like, linebackers and wideouts and DBs and wideouts. It's just a blank canvas. But I'm like you. I think it needed to be changed. This is the first step. What happens with that change, I don't know. But I hope it's used, because I think it's going to be – it just, you know, makes the bathroom break after touchdowns a little shorter, because you're going to want to see the kickoff.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you so much. Have a great time at practice tomorrow. And I'm kind of sad I'm not out there. I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, man, it's you know, I've done many training camps and, you know, even lacrosse for a month and plus, and so this is a haul. This is 18 practices, and you're going to learn a lot about the seam. Dennis Allen said, I can push him harder and longer because
right.
I can.
Definitely looking forward to hearing more from you, Deuce McAllister and Jeff Nowak, while you guys are out there representing WWL. Thank you again for the time, Mike, and be talking to you soon.
All right, Charlie. Steve, thanks, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas in Irvine, California, giving us the latest on the black and gold. We'll be getting updates throughout training camp on the West Coast from the guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!